Alrighty, we've got our friends from Adams on the line here, Fred Brill and Bob DeWitt. You're both meat managers at, I think, the Poughkeepsie and the Kingston stores, correct?
Correct.
That's correct.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
I'm good. How are you, Fred?
I'm good, Bob.
You guys are so funny. I was watching your video, the Seven Steaks of Summer. I don't know. They sent me a video from the store. Where is that? Where can people see that? Is that on the website, the Adams website?
I think they're gonna have it on the website and social media as well.
Really fun. So tell us about the Seven Steaks of Summer. Like, what is this? Is it something you guys came up with? I know you're very passionate about people cooking at home, right?
Definitely.
Oh, that's correct. The beef prices, as everybody can tell, have been going up over the last year, 2 years or so. But the restaurant prices have been going up even more. So you can have restaurant quality meals at home with these steaks this summer.
Yeah, that's amazing. And which ones are you suggesting for people? What are you recommending?
Well, we got your usual ones, your common ones, which are like your filet mignon, your porterhouse or T-bone, or your bone-in or boneless ribeye. And then there are some artisanal ones, which Bob really loves these.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, tri-tip, picana, petite tenders, which are so good. And flank steaks, which are the original London broil. And there are several restaurants in the area. I still think one of the best pieces of meat I ever had was at a restaurant in Pleasant Valley. Was a smoked tri-tip. Oh, it was so good. Oh, unbelievable. So these artisanal steaks are really good for summer grilling. You have the ones that, serve one or two people. And then you could do, two or three tri-tips and feed 10 to 12 people. I mean, really easy, and they're packed with value. So that's why we're trying to spread the word on these artisanal steaks.
Yeah, so speaking of the value, so, like, what is the price point on these types of steaks?
I think tri-tips on picanas go between $10 and $12. And petite tenders are 8 to 10, and flanks are around 10. So they're less than what you would get for a porterhouse or a ribeye, and certainly less than filet. But your eating experience will be, very similar, and in some cases, depending on the flavors you bring, even better.
And then, of course, definitely much cheaper. Yeah, better price than if you were to eat out.
Right. Oh, yeah. So that's where the value is there, that you can, bring your flavors, you can experiment with different seasonings and marinades with these artisanal cuts, and you can have an experience that would be even better than a restaurant in your backyard.
And what kind of seasonings and stuff are you guys suggesting for people to use?
Well, for marinating, there's teriyaki, olive oil, and balsamic. For like a marinating steak would be like a flank steak. You can probably also do the tri-tip, but the rest of the other steaks, you really don't need to marinate. They're fine just like they are, a little salt and pepper. And then you're pretty
right,
much
right. Those classic steaks, the filet mignons and ribeyes and porterhouse, all you really need is a little salt and pepper.
And when is the right time to turn it over? I don't cook on a barbecue and I don't eat steak, but I know that. I remember that was always a thing. Like, there's a time when you want to turn the steak over, right? Like, is there how do you know when it's the right time to flip it?
I think when you got a good sear on it,
okay,
it's time to flip. And then also, if you want your steak to come out perfect, you should probably use a meat thermometer. I always use
a
That
way I get it at the right
temperature. That takes away all the guessing.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay, good.
If you want rare, 125 to 130. You want medium rare, 130, 135. You want well, anything 140 and above will probably be well done.
And they all need to rest when you're done so the juices can redistribute within the meat. And so if you take it right off the grill and cut it, all the juices are going to go on your plate. But if you let it rest 5 or 10 minutes, the juices are going to be absorbed back into the meat, and right, it'll be juicy in your mouth, not on your plate.
Let me jump in here for just a moment, because you were talking about something which, of course, is of interest to me, too. When people prepare their grill, all right, for cooking steak, what temperatures should they be at? Not the final temperature of the meat, but what should it be grilled at? High, medium, whatever?
I put mine at like 500.
500
degrees. 500 degrees, yeah. Turn it on for like 5 or 10 minutes, get it nice and hot. Then your cooking time should be, you know, relatively quick. On the thinner steak. But if you're cooking
for the classic
steak,
the high heat works really well. And then for the things like the picana and the tri-tip, indirect grilling, you get a sear on the outside at high heat, and then you either turn the grill down or put it on a different area of the grill for indirect and let it slow cook a little bit. So those take a little bit longer than the classic steaks.
So we've got some questions from some of our listeners. Oh, unless you wanted to expand on that, what we just talked about.
No, I just wanted to bring in that, you can cook your whole meal on the grill. Steaks are great on a grill, but you can also do many vegetables. You can marinate them or not marinate them, like zucchini, corn, squash.
Yeah, that's actually the question.
You can also make your dessert, too. You can grill fruit.
What?
Any kind of peaches, pears, bananas. Just as long as they're not overripe, they still have to be firm. Yes.
Fred, when you do your corn, do you do it with the husk or without?
I do it with. You soak it in the thing for 10 to 15 minutes. You cut the hairs off.
Me too.
Put it on the grill, 10 to 15 minutes each side, it's done. It comes nice.
Okay, that's the question that one of our listeners had. What's the best way to grill corn? He says he puts the corn on the raised portion in the husk for an hour or so and then turns every 15 minutes. Is there a better way? So you're saying soak it. So you soak it in what? Water?
Water. Yeah, just water.
Oh, okay. So you're soaking it in
the husk.
You put it
right on the grill. You don't put it up high. It only takes 10 minutes each side.
Oh, wow. That sounds great. And then as far as the fruit goes, you mentioned if you're going to do grilling of fruit, so you can maybe pineapple. That sounds like it would be great.
I know. I love pineapple on the grill. Oh, love it.
That sounds
good.
You
pair that with something marinated in a little teriyaki. Delicious.
All righty. I have another question.
I'm getting hungry.
I have another question from a listener. Tom Fedro is asking what you guys think about, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, sous vide? Is that right?
S-O-U-S-V-I-D-E?
He says this is how he cooks most of his steaks. What's your position on that?
That's a great way to do it. You come out with a consistent color straight through the steak. It's kind of like
cooking evenly.
Egg and water. Yeah. And then you throw it on a cast iron pan or throw it on your grill and get some marks and char on it and you're done.
Wow, that sounds great. So you think a cast iron is good too? If you don't have a grill, cast iron is a good place to cook
definitely.
A steak?
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, sounds great. So you've got a lot going on. I guess this is a big, busy weekend for Adams, right, with the Memorial Day barbecue season upon us. If there's anything else you'd like to add, I know we're going to be giving away a $100 gift card to Adam. So listeners, if you're out there listening, stay tuned. We'll tell you how to do that. But before we wrap up, Fred and Bob from the Kingston and Poughkeepsie stores, the meat managers at Adams, we'd like to know if there's anything else you want to add.
Well, we'll be featuring one in seven steaks for the next 7 weeks.
Oh, wow. What are you featuring this week?
This week we have the boneless ribeye.
Okay.
Great. Yeah. Oh, that's so tender.
Yeah, I mean, we really want to make your house a steakhouse. So, we encourage our customers to experiment. You know, there's 7 of these steaks. So through the summer, you might have a chance to do, each one a couple of times and bring something different each time. And just to encourage to have these types of experiences in your backyard. I mean,
if any of our shoppers have any questions, they can definitely talk to any of our staff. We are actually real butchers, and we're all very knowledgeable. So,
yeah, I noticed that on your website. I actually said that to John off the air yesterday, that I was kind of perusing around the website, and I didn't realize how accessible you guys are. There's places to contact people on the website. Like you said, you could talk to the butchers, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. Great, great information. Yeah. I'm going to post that on our Facebook page so people know how to contact you, because there were some more questions from some of the listeners. So let them get in touch with you off the air.
Oh, yeah, and, definitely.
Have some conversations.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, I, you know, I love interacting with customers. Yeah.
You guys are great. Thanks so much. We'll have you back on. We want to keep us updated on, you know, the different steaks that you're highlighting each week, did you say, or each month?
No, each week.
Each week. Oh. Okay. All righty. Yep. Well, everybody go to Adams, get all your things. I'll be there getting my corn and all my vegetables. I love the produce at Adams.
Right.
I don't eat meat, so I'm a produce girl, but I think
there
I'm going
to... There you go. You can still grill the grill.
Yeah, I'm going to attempt the corn, soaking the corn. How long did you say? 15 minutes?
Yeah, no more than 15 minutes. Yep.
All righty.
Nice
awesome.
Cold water. Yep.
Thank you guys so much. Great,
you're
great
welcome.
Interview.
Well, thank you. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yep.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.